to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good morning. Joining us right now, Carrie Pickett from The Daily Caller and NRA TV. Carrie, good morning and welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. Love to have you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, Carrie, just wanted you to hear here. This is from NBC, and this is just people estimating the crowd size. And I want to get your reaction to it.
Go ahead.
More than 1 million people, as all this was going on, taking part in March for Our Lives.
We'd go out in front of a million people, maybe, in national television, and just do it with such spirit.
You know the facts by now, but I'll tell you, 1 million people marching down Pennsylvania Avenue to the White House rallying to end what they say is a scourge of gun violence. This march was organized, of course, by student survivors from Parkland, Florida.
This appears to be a million people in Washington today. We don't know that. The Park Service is out of the business of crowd estimates because it proved dicey and divisive after the Million Man March. But so the crowd is whatever the best guess will be at the end of this day.
All right, a million people, Carrie. What was it like to be on the ground amidst a million people?
You know, you got to be careful about calling how many people are actually in these march crowds, in these protest crowds, when the event actually is happening. Because when you're there, it seems like there are so many people who are there because they're packed into one place. But ultimately, at the time, they said 800,000 to a million. Before it happened, they were expecting about 500,000. But according to a report that came into CBS News, they're saying about 200,000. Mm-hmm. So, we are getting a very strange range of numbers. But remember, when a Park Services put out a number well below what the Million Man March thought that they had coming to their event, the Million Man March got very upset, and they said that, that has to do with white supremacy. You guys can't be saying things like that. The Park Service has finally said, forget it. We're not ever going to be putting out any more crowd numbers ever again because we don't want to be getting into this whole political thing about how many people attend marches anymore.
Right.
So a way to sort of look at it, I mean, you also had Metro put out an interesting piece of information. Metro Rail ridership, there was about 558,000 people who rode the Metro on the day of the march, but that doesn't mean that 558,000 people attended the march. I mean, you still, maybe you had maybe a quarter of those people perhaps maybe went to the march, maybe perhaps even a fifth of those people attended the march.
Right.
So that's just something to sort of think about. But 800,000 to a million, maybe not that much. But ultimately, the Metro Police Department still has to put out their number. Maybe they won't. We're still waiting.
Yeah, I mean, the hype for this was strong. I mean, I remember last week driving on 395 and seeing all the express lane signs. Yeah. Be prepared for traffic on Saturday. I mean, all of the available infrastructure in Washington, D.C. was pointing in the direction of, whoa, there is a massive march coming to Washington on Saturday. And as you're telling us, Carrie, and as has been surveyed, CBS had the figures on this, that was more like 200,000 people. That's about half the size of the Women's March. And if you're to believe the National Park Service, what you just referenced, it's about half the size of the Million Man March, which was in the vicinity of about 400,000 people, according to Park Service estimates back then. Yeah, I mean, there were people that showed up, but it wasn't to the size that everyone was claiming it would be. Now, having said all that, you had a chance to interface with some of these people, right? What were you hearing when you were actually there?
Vince, it was nothing but a march that was, it was an anti-NRA march, plain and simple. So often when you go to these types of marches, they'll say, oh, this is a march against gun violence. And then you go there and it'll say, F the NRA, abort the NRA. Or it will have, like, the NRA are a bunch of child murderers. And you'll say, well, you know, where is this, march against gun violence? No, this is about taking down the NRA, plain and simple. And then the thing here, though, is that it's not surprising, because then when you talk to these people about how much they know about the gun issue, for example, I spoke to people about what they knew about the legislation they wanted to get rid of, whether it was what they like to call the quote-unquote gun show loophole, which has to do with the private transfers, private sales of a firearm between individuals. Many of them didn't even know very much about that.
Well, that's true. Well, the omnibus. Look, Carrie, if I can, last week the omnibus was passed, and in the omnibus bill are several pieces of gun legislation to include strengthening background checks. The Fix NICS Act, which has been discussed in Congress for a while now, especially since Parkland, was passed, actually, in the omnibus bill in order to encourage states to hand over data to ensure that the background check nationwide was strengthened. Did you get the impression that marchers on the ground this weekend knew that the president had just signed gun legislation into law?
None whatsoever, Vince. In fact, I even spoke to this one individual who had, like, the usual, anti-NRA type of regalia on, and he turned out to be a teacher. And I asked him, well, do you have school drills going on over at your place of work? He goes, yes. I'm like, do you support school resource officers being armed? He's like, absolutely. Are there school resource officers at your school being armed? He's like, yes. I'm like, do you support that? Yes. And that is a position that the NRA supports.
All right.
Did he know that?
It appears he didn't.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable stuff. Carrie Pickett, thank you. Great to have your on-the-ground perspective from the weekend.
Thanks.
Nice to have you. 6:44 here on WMAL.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big.